Chapter 142. Wholeheartedly devoted. One cannot live on love and life drawing alone. One cannot thrive simply on rhyme or song, as much as one might want to. One must eat, drink, and be merry, all of which require a supply of pennies, which do not, by the way, drop from heaven, unfortunately. Faced with an empty pocket, I am forced to leave aside, for a moment at least, my artistic endeavour in search of income and gainful employment, inevitably implying interruption of dreaming and a slap to the face from reality. As soon as you open the door on it, I knuckle down and set to work with the typewriter first come across in Chapter 130, the Olivetti Lexicon 80, battleship grey and looking as if it could have passed through hard times and come out the other side, but not unscathed. As previously mentioned, the keys have conveniently been tippexed over to aid the acquisition of satisfactory touch typing skill by eliminating the urge and even the possibility to pick the particular key you would like to hit. Down in Brick Lane Market, I negotiate the purchase of a touch typing manual at a special price, as it looks to have spent considerable time floating in a puddle, or to have been kicked down the street on a rainy day by some frustrated and failed apprentice. Nevertheless, I am not one to shirk a challenge. Obstacles I overcome. It's just the way I am. I buckle down and do what has to be done with the meagre tools I have at hand. I do not sulk in corners over what I do not or cannot have. I am not a victim of my own folly, pointing fingers at the people and predicaments that I imagine have done me wrong. No, I am an infernal optimist, bent on squeezing the last drops of goodness from even the most inhospitable fruit. In a short time, I am getting up to speed, nearly to the first bar of 40 words a minute, as required by the woman in Tempest, the agency that recklessly considers engaging me, the first temp agency I come across in the high road. I am not quite of the same cut as the other aspiring applicants, mostly women, appropriately dressed for office work. My bus conductor's jacket, leprechaun shoes and just-got-up hair cause quite a stir, judging by the furtive admiring looks and the occasional smirk. I look straight ahead stubbornly as I am in need of work and compromises must be made. But first, there are hurdles to clear, hoops to leap through and forms to fill in. In a corner, like a castigated child, I carry out the speed typing test, attacking the keys of the electric typewriter with flair and verve. As the machine spits words across the page, some better formed than others, and giving the general effect of a passage from Finnegan's Wake. I am used to the old ones, I offer, the manual ones, as if that were an extra ribbon to my bow. I efficiently whip the page out of the machine and hand it over for approval. 40 words a minute, coming down to 25 once mistakes are discounted. Well, let's see what we can come up with, says my agent, without enthusiasm, clearly not wishing to fill my sails with hope. All the same, she files my card and asks me to phone in every morning at 8:30. Another test of sorts, I presume. another occasion to rise to on this topsy-turvy path of personal fulfillment, a mission in life to which I am wholeheartedly devoted.